Hello everyone, today we're going to explore a fascinating topic in physics, kinematics, and projectile motion. Now, you might be wondering, why is this important? Well, understanding how objects move is crucial in various fields, from engineering to sports, and even in our daily lives. So, let's dive in and start with the basics. Kinematics is the study of motion without considering the forces causing it. It focuses on describing how objects move. Think of it like mapping out a journey, where you're interested in the path taken, the speed, and the distance traveled, without worrying about what made the object move in the first place. Now, here's a key concept, distance versus displacement. Distance is the actual length of the path an object travels from start to finish, it's a scalar, always positive, and represents the total path length. On the other hand, displacement is the shortest distance between an object's initial and final positions. It's a vector, can be positive or negative, and represents the net change in position. Let's think about this for a moment. Does this make sense so far? As we move forward, we'll discuss velocity and acceleration. Velocity is the rate of change of displacement. It's a vector with units of meters per second. We have average velocity, which is the total displacement divided by total time, and instantaneous velocity, which is the velocity at a specific point in time. Acceleration, on the other hand, is the rate of change of velocity. It's also a vector with units of meters per second squared. Now, let's talk about equations of motion. These equations describe the motion of objects with constant acceleration. We have four main equations, and I want you to pay close attention to these, as they're really important. The first equation relates velocity, initial velocity, acceleration, and time. The second equation relates displacement, initial velocity, acceleration, and time. The third equation relates velocity, initial velocity, acceleration, and displacement. And the fourth equation relates displacement, initial velocity, final velocity, and time. Let's take a break for a moment and think about how these equations can be applied to real-world situations. Have you ever noticed how objects move when they're under the influence of gravity? That's what we'll discuss next. When an object is under the influence of gravity, its motion can be described using the equations of motion we just discussed. For upward motion, the acceleration is negative, and for downward motion, it's positive. Now, here's a trick to remember this. When an object is moving upwards, it's slowing down, so the acceleration is negative, and when it's moving downwards, it's speeding up, so the acceleration is positive. Now, let's move on to projectile motion. This is a two-dimensional motion of an object projected into space, influenced only by gravity. Think of a ball being thrown or a stone being launched from a catapult. We have two types of projectile motion, one where the object is launched from the ground, and the other where it's launched from a height. When an object is launched from the ground, its horizontal velocity remains constant, while its vertical velocity changes due to gravity. The path of the projectile is a parabola, and we can derive equations to describe its trajectory, time of flight, maximum height, and horizontal range. Let's take a moment to think about this. If you were to launch a ball at an angle, what do you think would happen to its horizontal and vertical velocities? As we continue, we'll discuss the equations of trajectory, time of flight, maximum height, and horizontal range. These equations are really important, so make sure to take notes. The equation of trajectory is a parabola. The time of flight depends on the initial velocity and angle of projection. The maximum height depends on the initial velocity and angle of projection. And the horizontal range depends on the initial VE,